Drysdale vignette entitled Food Gardening Number 8 in 3, 2, 1. All over Canada, indeed throughout North America, and in many other countries, the call is for more food gardening. Hi, I'm Art Drysdale. More of that in a moment. 3, 2, 1. Last week in this segment, I talked about various ways to double up on trees and shrubs that produce a crop of varying fruit. This week, I have one additional suggestion along that line, but these trees have one variety on each tree only. However, the trees, originally found in British Columbia, by the way, are extremely small in growth habit. There are four different cultivars, called the Colonnade Collection, and are the smallest in both height and diameter that anyone in the dwarf apple industry has seen. How small? Their growth habit is a perfect cylinder, or column shape, of only 50 centimeters, that's 20 inches or less in diameter. The height may vary and eventually reach, say, 2 meters, but will easily be maintained at 1.5 to 1.75 meters, or 5 to 6 feet. There are three apple cultivars and one crabapple. It's the latter, the crabapple, that I first saw at the Chelsea Flower Show in London, England, in May 1990. In fact, the trees were introduced at that show just a year earlier. The crabapple, maypole it's called, was very dramatic in full bloom with spectacular carmine red flowers. It also has large, 5 centimeter, that's 2 inch, purple-red fruit in autumn, which can be used for jelly making. The three eating apple cultivars now available are Emerald Spire, an early variety with pinkish-white flowers, followed by mid-September ripening green apples with a golden blush. Ultra Spire has similar flowers, but these are followed by red fruit that have a yellow-green blush and are produced in late September. And Scarlet Spire, also with similar flowers, followed by large red fruit, somewhat like Red Delicious, in early October. Look for them. I'm Art Drysdale.